Links Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. And we are starting off the second hour of the show with Brent Cook. You know, Wynn, I have to tell you, you really kind of got us going back in the direction of maybe a little less politics and a little more financial discussions. And, you know, the thing that we're all concerned about on this site really is what's going to happen, for lack of better terms, in the junior resource market, or for that matter, in the senior resource market. Brett wrote a very, very interesting piece in his newsletter last week, Exploration Insight. And I want to stress, by the way, Exploration Insights is a really good newsletter. It's totally subscription-driven. Brett doesn't take any money from any of the companies that he writes about. In fact, he is very, very open and honest about stating that he invests in those companies. So nobody is helping Brent other than people who benefit from his service, and that would be his subscribers. And I got to tell you, that's a business plan that I heartily, heartily endorse. Brent, how you doing, bud?
Great, and thank you. I appreciate that.
No, it's a pleasure. Only say what I believe. You know, we're starting out 2013. We're about, a month and a half or so into it. It's not looking so good so far. You know, we're seeing gold and silver kind of not going in any real positive direction. We're seeing it perhaps to an extent go in a negative direction, although I'm not really sure that that concerns me. The resource stocks that I own are down significantly, and I have no problem stating that. What do you think? I mean, I have a problem with that happening, but give us your outlook for 2013, what you think investors need to be aware of, and just, you know, because of that awareness, what you think people ought to really consider doing.
Right. Well, that is a big topic. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll post that newsletter on my website so your listeners can actually go there and read the whole thing. But effectively what I've said is that the mining industry as a whole is looking at what I'm going to call the new normal, meaning that the days of fantasy and dreams and unrealistic expectations on both the part of mining companies and investors are over.
I don't think that's necessarily bad, by the way.
No, it's not. It makes it a lot tougher to make money, at least easily. But, you know, what we're faced with is the actual costs of, you know, exploring, finding, developing, financing, building, and producing mineral. And that cost has gone up substantially over the past 10 years and almost, in fact, kept up with, you know, the increases in the metal prices. So our $1,650 gold price right now, when you look at what it costs to produce an ounce of gold, which on average is all in $1,500, margin-wise, we're not making much more in the industry than we did back in 2002. That's a serious issue we've got to come to terms with.
Well, I agree. And I guess, you know, my comment to listeners, certainly in our blog, is that I think that this is a time when people have to stay really informed and they have to stay really nimble. It is not an easy time to invest. You know, I think that people are crazy if they don't really, really, rather than just follow hot tips, et cetera, really do their own due diligence on companies. I mean, I got to tell you, 2013 might be a difficult year, man, but, you know, I still think there's money to be made.
Well, I think this, you know, this year is going to be one of the best times to be investing in companies with solid projects or legitimate will make money, because it's all coming down on top of us. And buying things now through this year, I think, is where you're going to be looking at making your big money in 2014 and 15. You know, one fundamental that hasn't changed is that metal demand is increasing faster than we can find it, develop it, and produce it.
Right.
Metal prices have got to go up. So all you've got to do, and this, you know, this is how simple it is identify the companies with the projects that offer high margins to major mining companies going to be looking to replace what they're producing. That's all we've got to do.
Yeah. It's a very simple formula, and I happen to agree with you 100%. You know, it's interesting. Our colleague John Kaiser wrote, oh, gosh, what was it, a couple of months ago, about how he expected a major cleansing in the junior resource market, and he expected up somewhere between 5 and 550 companies to simply drop off the board. Now, I have to tell you, you know, there's a whole bunch of people who are probably going to be very angry when they hear me say this, but I really believe it, and that is I think that cleansing is a very, very good thing, and I think it will add to the strength and the sophistication of the industry. You think I'm crazy?
No, precisely. What needs to happen is that what little money there is in this industry needs to be focused on the few good people, projects, companies, et cetera.
Right.
That are going to succeed. Right now it's spread across 1,800 junior exploration companies. We don't need that many out there looking because, you know, I spend the most of my time traveling looking for projects. And unfortunately, most of the projects I look at are things that, even if the company is successful, aren't worth anything.
Yeah, I agree. You know, a little bit of optimism, for lack of better terms, that I felt a few years back is I was looking at the strength, the quality of the management of the resource companies as compared to the majority of the management back of those companies back when I got in the business, Brett, which was back in 1982, on my own. And the sophistication I think that we have in the industry today is very, very important. I mean, you know, it's interesting. The sponsors on our website are, they have management teams, most of whom you know and who you've known for 15 or 20 years or even longer. And these are a pretty sophisticated group of people. And I have to tell you, I am so much more comfortable today in this industry than I was back in the 1980s and early 1990s. That it's just absolutely, you know, it's gratifying to me that I hung out for as long as I did. It's, I think that we are evolving into a very, very important segment of the financial community. Comments?
I hope so. We'll see.
Yeah, sure.
I do agree,
sure.
There are certainly a lot of very good people in this industry, and the advantage we've got now as opposed to 20 years ago is that, one, reporting requirements are much stricter.
Yep.
Two, with the internet and such, anybody can do the basic research, so the information is available, which makes it, you know, a lot easier to know what to invest in and to screen out what's obviously not going to work.
Yeah. No, I mean, I would agree with that. What sectors do you like right now? I mean, I'm hearing from our listeners on our blog that people are starting to really get excited about rare elements and the energy sector. How do you feel about those two sectors?
I don't know enough about the actual processing behind rare metals, rare elements, and that's really the key to this thing. But I'm always interested in the same thing. I don't care what metal you're talking about, that is identifying the very few deposits that are going to offer high margins and high profitability to a major mining company. And that can be uranium, copper, gold, lead, zinc, whatever.
Yeah.
Those few deposits that are going to work are all I care about.
Well, I would have to agree with that. There's a place for all elements, I think, of the resource sector. I got a question that may seem a little off the wall to you, but one of our listeners is firmly convinced that we're going to see a fair amount of nationalization of the mining industry in our country, in the United States. I responded pretty vehemently to this gentleman and said, you know, I just absolutely cannot see that happening. Do you see any indications of that, Brett?
No, certainly not. I think, you know, taxes are an issue. Taxes may go up, but that's happening worldwide. But no, nationalization in the U.S. is not an issue, provided you're not adjacent to a national park or international park, that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I still maintain that I think the United States is one of the most solid areas to be in terms of the mining industry. I mean, you got to go a long ways to find an environment, for example, that this is good for mining as Nevada. And, you know, it's interesting. I'm seeing a couple of other states very close, in close proximity to Nevada that are going in the same direction. And interestingly enough, one of them is Oregon. They have really, really, in my opinion, from what I've seen, changed, a lot of the rules and regulations there. And then definitely in Idaho, it'll be interesting to see what happens in those two states, because the state authorities that really run the mining industry in those two areas have really come to grips with the fact that they realize the mining industry is providing great employment, etc., and it's probably a pretty good place to be. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say, take a look seriously at Exploration Insights. It's a great newsletter. All you have to do is go to our favorite sites section, click on the banner, and you get all the information you want. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You know, you got to admit, Brett Cook is a really, really interesting guy. This is a guy who's made a lot of money and developed a very, very good reputation in the resource sector over the past 10, 15, 20 years. He's a geologist. He's traveled all around the world. I've got nothing but respect for this guy. You know, what you see with him is what you get. Now, he mentioned in the interview that we just did that he felt that yes, there was some real scary times right now, certainly for the resource sector. But he said there is still some real serious money to be made in the resource sector if you quote unquote cherry pick the companies. You got to have companies that have great management. You got to have companies that prudently spend their money, for lack of better terms. And you have to have companies that have a very, very definite plan. Well, at the risk of trying to give investment advice, which I'm not, a company that I'm invested in with my own money and that is a sponsor on our website is West Haven Ventures. Now, if I'm not mistaken, my colleague Corey is also invested in West Haven. We have Sean Pollard on the line with us from West Haven. And, you know, Corey, I know you've got some questions. Fire away, bud.
Thanks, Al. And, yeah, you are correct. I do hold shares in West Haven, mostly because, as you know on this website, we buy a lot depending on management. And
sure.
We like the management here at West Haven. And, Sean, maybe just to kick it off, looking at some of the insider buying that's been going on over the past 2 months, there's been a lot of management directors picking up some shares on the open market, which to us is always a good sign and which we always like to see is that management has skin in the game. Is there anything more that you can tell us about some of these guys that have been picking up these shares?
Sure, happy to, and thanks for having me on your show today, Al and Corey. Just a quick recap then. So say looking 3 months back, we opened and closed a financing for approximately $485,000. Management, directors, and officers subscribed for roughly a third of that. Corey, you're absolutely right. We've been buying in the marketplace as well since announcing our most recent set of drill results from the 2012 Shovel Nose Drill Program. To say that we're excited about what we have would be an understatement. And the gist is this. Exploration by its very nature is a very risky endeavor. We're basically looking for a needle in the haystack here. So the first step is, you know, you got to identify that haystack. And our Shovel Nose project, which we've discussed on previous shows, it's basically a three-hour drive on highway up just south of Merritt there. Well, what we've identified is a large alteration system with a widespread occurrence of gold in the Spencer's Bridge gold belt. This particular belt, there's gold associated with quartz and silicified materials. We've to date drilled only 12 holes on this project, a little less than 1,400 meters. Every hole's encountered quartz silicified material, and most have encountered anomalous gold values as well. We keep on buying because every indication is that we're getting closer to the source of the bonanza-grade gold that we're finding on surface. We've yet to explain where the, say, 66 grams per ton gold from the trenching has come from, or the 119 grams per ton gold found in float just to the southwest of our most recent programs come from. So we're finding bonanza grades on surface, and as we drill towards structure, we seem to be getting increasing gold and silver grades, as well as increasing silver to gold ratio, which is what one wants to see when looking at a low sulfidation epithermal system. Apologies, Corey, I seem to jump around there quite a bit, but the gist is to explain the buying. We're very excited about what we're seeing here.
Okay, yeah, thanks, Sean. And kind of to touch back on what you mentioned there, a lot of that drilling that has occurred has been quite close to surface. You guys haven't really drilled any extraordinarily deep holes, mostly because, as you said, you're trying to determine where exactly to narrow your targets. However, looking at 2013, with some of the money raised and maybe when that snow clears off the ground up there in Merritt, what can we be expecting here in the next couple months?
Great question. And once again, I mean, we started with a very large prospective area here. I mean, our first drill program basically tested three separate areas from the most west to the most east. You're looking at 1.8 kilometers. All of those holes in the first program came back with gold and silver. However, the best runs in this first set of drill holes came back between two areas to the east called the Mick and Tower zones. Now, this year's the 2012 drill program, the thesis being that as we drill towards structure, there's a definable structure that separates these two areas. We should expect to see higher or elevated gold grades and silver grades. And one only has to look at, say, the hole four, which is the deepest hole this program. We got the most consistent or the highest consistent run. We drilled close to 50 meters of 0.6 gold equivalent, and including almost a 14-meter run of 1 gram-plus gold equivalent material. So what to look forward to? Well, basically, this just adds validity to the thesis that as we drill towards the structure, We're hoping to get to the source of the Bonanza Gold on surface. Looking forward then, we just got these results, say, a few weeks ago, right? So we get fact. With that fact, next step is interpretation. I was fortunate probably several days ago now, a week plus ago, to sit in a room with West Haven Ventures technical team, as well as Strongbow Resources, which is our optioner of the property. There are seven exploration geologists in this room with 250-plus years of experience between them and several discoveries, and these discoveries of which have been put into production. To say that I was surrounded by experience and expertise would be an understatement, and we're in the process of putting together a plan. Looking forward, you're going to see exploration starting with IP, and we don't have to necessarily wait for the snow to clear to do IP, and the plan is to do IP in between the Mick and Tower zones, as well as 2012 drill program was approximately 780 meters. This year's drill program, you'll be looking at initially closer to 2,000 meters. And I say initially because if there's time, assuming we can get everything mobilized, we may very well go back for a second drill program once the first one's completed, the results have been received and interpreted and then applied.
So this is going to be a busy year for you guys. Now, I know that, you know, when you say we just raised $475,000-some-odd, you know, that's not a large amount of money. But I think one thing that I want to bring out, because it's one of the reasons that I wrote you guys a check for some stock, is that that's all you need. You don't need any more money than that to do what you want to do. And that's showing a very grain of prudence, for lack of better terms. What do you guys got going, let's say, for the next 6 months?
Sure. Well, just to touch upon what you just stated there, right, Al, directors and officers are the largest shareholder block of the shares outstanding. We own close to 65%. Salaries, G&A, directors, officers take home $100,000 a year in total. We're not here to make our money guys' salaries. We're here to make it along with investors through capital appreciation. From a cash perspective, something also important to point out, for every dollar spent, because of the location of our properties in British Columbia, we get 30 cents back per dollar cash from the government because we're located in what's called the Pine Beetle Kill area. So from a dilution standpoint, we've been able to save on dilution from both receiving expiration tax credits as well as harmonized sales tax credits back. Looking forward then, explore.
And we're going to have more information as to future activities for West Haven as they occur. Stick around, we're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18IN4.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm very happy to have with us on the phone today Mr. Bob Bauman from the Sovereign Society. You may have noticed that the Sovereign Society, along with the Cortland Economics Report and Casey Research and Agora Financial, and a few other market-based investment newsletters, have formed something called the Hard Assets Alliance. And so we're very happy to speak to and coordinate with other members of that alliance who are all interested in the same thing at the end of the day, which is preserving our wealth and increasing our individual liberty. Now, Bob is actually legal counsel to the Sovereign Society. And for those of you who don't know, he's also a former member of Congress. In the late 1970s, he served with my boss, Ron Paul, as a very conservative and very anti-Soviet, anti-communist member from the great state of Maryland. And I got to tell you, Bob, there's not too many Republicans left in Maryland these days.
Well, I think we have one left, Andy Harris, representing the district that I represented. That's the last outpost of Republicanism in what used to be called the Free State of Maryland.
Yes, it's become a very blue state, and it has some areas sort of on the perimeter of the state that border West Virginia and Pennsylvania that used to be represented by Roscoe Bartlett, another friend of Ron's. But with redistricting and, I guess, the growth of the wrong kind of voter, it's become a very blue state. But do you have any recollection of working with Ron? Or I know that he mentions you from time to time as a friend back then.
Oh, well, when we served together in the House in his first period there, before he ran for the Senate from Texas, we were good friends because we voted so much alike. And over the years, I remember him speaking at the Ayres Society in Colorado. We both spoke there. We had a mutual friend in Bob Kephart, mm-hmm. who was the founder of the Sovereign Society. And more recently, a year or two ago, he did an interview for me on a radio show that we have in the Sovereign Society, and we've seen each other once, I think, in that period. So we've kept in touch, and certainly we've mentioned him as our favorite of all the candidates last year, although we didn't endorse anybody. So it's quite obvious that our membership would obviously favor someone with his views. Unfortunately, he didn't carry the day nationally, but amongst our members, I think he was a favorite. Every time I mentioned about our meetings, he always got a big hand and I suspect a big vote. It's just a shame for America that he didn't do better.
What's amazing is you think back to that period of the late 70s, you know, people who were concerned about the dollar and concerned about markets like you and Dr. Paul. You know, back then, Nixon had taken us, you know, closed the gold window in the early 70s, and so you had that happening, and you also had, at that point, less than $1 trillion of federal debt. And just imagine, fast forward now, could you ever have imagined the state we would find ourselves in here in the 21st century?
No, I wouldn't have imagined that, but the miracle to me is that the collapse hadn't come before this. With all of the downgrade, all of the fact that we've slipped so far down into debt and so many factors that have come together, it's just a matter of time until the collapse does come, even though the president and others pretend that numbers don't matter. And so that's the miracle, that we've survived. And at some point, I think the world is going to, and I think the world is now realizing that not only the dollar is weakening, but the entire American economy is built on a house of cards.
Right. And, you know, for our listeners who aren't familiar, the Sovereign Society is dedicated to wealth preservation, I would say, but with a little bit more of an international focus. And
we were founded 15 years ago by, as I say, Bob Kephart was our instigator, but Bill Bonner, the head of Agora Publishing, a close friend of Bob's, but they discussed the need for a group that would devote for Americans and others from other countries to develop an offshore haven for not only wealth development, but also investments, banking, trusts, various legal entities, where Americans and others could preserve their wealth against government confiscation. And so the Sovereign Society has sort of filled this unique niche in international affairs. And although our members are overwhelmingly U.S. persons, we do have international members, and we now have a network of trust attorneys, bankers, and so on, and we labor under all the restrictions that the IRS and the other American agencies have imposed upon us, the foreign account reporting, FATCA, and so on, and we try to keep all of our members on the straight and narrow, which is very difficult to do. But our bottom line is you're crazy if you don't take a part of your assets and move them outside the immediate jurisdiction of the U.S. government and the U.S. courts, because the day will come when you're going to need that kind of assistance offshore and away from America.
Well, given that, you know, a lot of our listeners, they understand what's happening politically and economically in the U.S. and Canada, also another listener base for us. But I'm just wondering, do you think the average guy, the average investor, is starting to realize at this point that the notion of getting a second passport is perhaps not as esoteric as he might have thought?
Well, I think that for a long time, the idea of a second passport, which, by the way, is totally legal under American law, for the longest time there was a question about this, and the U.S. State Department discouraged it. On their websites, they still, in the language that they use to describe dual citizenship, they muddle the issue, and they imply that it's not legal, but it is legal. The Supreme Court ruled in a whole series of cases after the Vietnam War, dealing with those who had left the country to avoid the draft, that Americans have a right to second citizenship, and that they do not lose their citizenship by virtue of various other acts. The only way you can lose your citizenship is by an intent, declared intent written on a form that the government provides. So you can have a second citizenship, and if push comes to shove, there may be a time when you may need a second citizenship. I mean, we all remember, not all of us, some of a certain age remember the old movies from the World War II period when the Nazi inspector came aboard the train and said, "Your papers, please." And, of course, anyone that they were after, Jewish citizens or others trying to escape, were immediately arrested and taken off to the camps. Well, if you had papers that were not indicating you're under the jurisdiction of the government that was seeking you. That was an out. That was a way of freedom in the Casablanca. The movie was, that was the whole theme of the movie. So yes, second citizenship, another passport, can offer freedom in a time when tyranny is being extended all over the world. And it's not just for wealthy people. It can be achieved by at lesser cost. And there are several countries that will welcome you immediately as a resident, even though it does take on average 5 years to achieve citizenship.
Well, let me ask you this. Broadly speaking, what are some of the things that you look for? I know you've done extensive research into second passports, and you've looked at a lot of jurisdictions over the years.
Well, the factors are very subjective. I mean, there are no quick paths to achieving a second passport unless you're very wealthy. Two countries sell literally citizenship, and both of them want roughly anywhere from $100,000 to $250,000, $250,000 for that privilege. That's St. Kitts and Nevis and the Commonwealth of Dominica, both down in the Caribbean. But most people can't afford that, and they don't sell a great many of them. But several other countries like Belize and Panama have immediate residence if you can qualify. Panama just 6 months ago established a new program. If you want to invest in various companies, or if you have an employment contract, you can immediately take your wife and kids and move in and establish residence, and in 5 years you can apply for citizenship. But you get immediate residence, which is a brand new program Panama has, and that's only 2 hours from Miami or Houston by plane. And Belize has, although it's a much less developed country, they have a similar program. So those are two countries that you might want to consider if you simply want to establish a legal residence immediately. And there are other countries around the world. If you're very wealthy, Singapore has a program of that would welcome people would want to invest. What's the best one for you? That's very subjective. We always suggest people go there, rent a place for 6 months, you know, case the joint, as they used to say in the old movies, and decide whether it's for you.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back to the Corlin Economics Report. We are continuing our discussion with Bob Bauman from Sovereign Society. Well, it's amazing, though. I would imagine that, you know, compared to 30 years ago, let's say, the Internet must have opened up huge opportunities to make it so that people are much more comfortable living outside of the West, perhaps, when they go to another country, in terms of being able to stay in touch with their families, to do banking transactions, to get worldwide news, etc. I mean, the Internet revolution is the worst thing that happened to tyrants, but it's got to be great for people who are trying to make themselves sovereign citizens.
Well, it's a two-edged sword. Definitely, you can live and work in various occupations anywhere in the world now because of Internet connectivity. But the other side of that is the Internet is flooded with frauds in the passport area. I mean, there are only those two countries that I mentioned that sell passports and citizenship. But if you go on the Internet and put in passports for sale, you'll come up with hundreds of offers for countries that do not sell passports, and yet there will be people offering for $30,000 a passport from Bulgaria, or another one from Sweden, or Holland, and so on. And they're all frauds. And in some cases, they're actually official passports where the officials of those countries under the table are selling these. And that same Internet can trip up those passports immediately as frauds if you buy them, and you could be arrested using them. So, yes, the Internet makes it easy to live anywhere, but it also makes it easy for fraudsters to hoodwink. And I spend a lot of time talking Sovereign Society members out of these deals that they think they're getting. Oh, I can get a British passport overnight, in a week, if I only pay $25,000 to some guy in Hong Kong. Watch what you see on the Internet.
Well, and of course, we're not talking about necessarily giving up one's U.S. citizenship and repatriating. We're just talking about obtaining a second passport to allow you to travel and conduct business. But also, really, I would almost view it as an insurance policy. You know, none of us are saying any longer it can't happen here. At this point, I think we realize it could happen here. And it's awfully good to have something to fall back on. You know, nobody thinks that it's strange to have life insurance or to have maybe a month's worth of food in your home. But a second passport seems to conjure up images of darkness or deception when we know that that's not true. As long as you retain your U.S. citizenship, of course, you're required to comply with all U.S. tax laws, for instance.
Well, that's true. You know, the American tax system is like the shell on a tortoise. You can't get out of it. Everywhere you go, you have to carry it on your back. We are one of the few countries that tax our citizens wherever they live, wherever they earn. But you're quite right about the safety factor. Let's face it, the U.S. is hated in many parts of the world. When we send drones to murder children and wives and husbands, aside from the terrorists, we make a lot of enemies. And quite frankly, one of the prime examples some years ago occurred to some of my constituents from Maryland when the TWA plane back in the 1980s was hijacked in the Middle East. And it was one of my constituents, a Navy SEAL named Stedham from southern Maryland, who was murdered on the tarmac in the Middle East when terrorists took over that TWA plane. Many people might remember it. They flew it back and forth, and finally they demanded the passports of all the people, and the American were the first ones killed, the Israelis the second. So this was a case, had you a second passport, it might have saved your life. So that's not these days, with all the restrictions on flying, that's much less likely to happen. But, you know, a second passport can be a safety factor.
Well, what's also amazing to me and very, very discouraging is the idea that it has now become very difficult for U.S. citizens to open foreign bank accounts. I mean, obviously we have FATCA and our own reporting requirements. That's one thing. But what I'm talking about is due to all the conditions laid down by our IRS, foreign banks simply don't want to give open accounts for U.S. citizens because of the compliance burdens placed on that foreign bank. I mean, isn't that astonishing to you?
Well, there's roughly 4 or 5 million Americans who are living abroad before all of these regulations came down on their head like a thunderbolt. And these people have been terribly discommoded, very, very upset. And many of them had their bank accounts that had existed for many years closed. And the only reason is that the IRS and the U.S. Congress passing these laws, supposedly to catch tax thieves or tax evaders, have extended, they think they've extended the jurisdiction of our taxes to the entire world. Not since the Roman Empire has this kind of theory been extended. And so they're trying to collect taxes through every bank and every financial institution in the world. And so all these foreign banks are saying, we don't need this. We don't need the cost. We don't need the trouble. So we're just going to close the American accounts. So you remember several years ago, there was a book called The Ugly American. Well, for bankers abroad, all American accounts have suddenly become ugly because they cost a lot of money. They have to file all these reports with the IRS and so on, and why bother? This is what our government has done to us, taken away our freedoms at home and taken away our financial ability abroad.
What's astonishing to me, Mr. Bauman, is this notion not only that U.S. citizens have to comply with these rules wherever they are, but the U.S. government is actually asserting jurisdiction over a foreign bank to say, you have to submit certain documentation to us and in some instances, even withhold and remit income taxes on an account. So it's no wonder that these banks are telling U.S. citizens to get lost. And what I would say is that what really bothers me is that in just a lifetime, let's say 30 years or so, a U.S. passport has gone from being one of the most desired things on earth, something that many, many, many people literally took their lives in their own hands and made very dangerous journeys to obtain. It has now become an albatross around our neck, and ordinary U.S. citizens are thinking very seriously about repatriating. You must hear from a lot of frustrated folks, given your sort of unique position with the Sovereign Society.
Well, I hear a lot about it because our membership often asks questions. We publish a number of specific reports telling them how to comply with these rules and how to report and so on. But, you know, the discouraging thing, as a former member of Congress who spent a lot of time trying to enforce the rules and trip up those who wouldn't abide by the rules, both of these major laws, the FATCA, were not passed with normal hearings. They were stuck on as riders on other bills. There was very little discussion. They were done by when the Democrats had 2 years under Obama with complete control, and they were rammed through, and there they are. The other one was the exit tax, the tax that is imposed upon Americans who choose to end citizenship. That was put on a veterans benefits bill, and George Bush signed it when he could have vetoed it. I mean, this is the kind of legislating in the dark that takes away our freedoms. No one knows about it until after the fact. And then they wonder why people lose faith in government.
Yeah, that really is amazing. Could you talk a little bit more just about the Sovereign Society and some of the products you offer? And I know that you have a Global Currency Expo coming up in April. And the other thing I've noticed is that your shows and your events tend to be in nice places like San Diego, whereas in the gold and mining stock sector, we always have our events in places like in the middle of Ottawa or something in January.
We do have this currency expo in San Diego, but we're also having in April our wealth protection meeting in Uruguay, which has become a rather popular offshore destination for people seeking a second home or a second passport. We are discussing the possibility, and we haven't had one for a few years, of having a banking tour in Europe that would include Austria and Switzerland and Denmark. And so we try to change our venues. And in the past, we've had his meetings in places like Mexico and Panama, and I'm sure we will in the future, too. We've been around almost, well, it's going on 15 years now. It's surprising to me that it's been that long, but and I suspect the need for the sovereign society will grow in future years if the government trends continue. I would like to see the day when we don't have to even think about leaving the United States in order to preserve our freedoms that our Constitution guaranteed.
Well, absolutely, and I really see the sovereign society as sort of preemptive action you can take now to be proactive in 2013 and figure out what you're going to do, because you don't want to wait until we are a nation saddled with outright capital controls. We already have some, of course. You know, Bob, if people want to find you or find out more about the Sovereign Society, is the best place just the website, sovereignsociety.com?
Yes, www.sovereignsociety.com will give you information about us and how to join our various publications, many of them having to do with investment. We are glad to respond to any emails or others as quickly as we can. We welcome new members, and it's a relatively low dues. I think it's $99 a year. If anyone is interested, go right to that website, and we'll help you.
Well, folks, there you have it. Bob, we're very happy to have had you on, and we appreciate your time today very much. And God bless. And everybody, look into the Sovereign Society if you want to become safer and more secure in 2013.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It was my pleasure.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.